我们继续来学习出埃及记的道理。
We shall continue to study the truth in the book of Exodus.
我们知道神造人以后啊，本来跟人有一个非常亲密的来往交通。
After God created human beings, God has a very close and intimate relationship with man.
但因为人犯了罪以后，就失掉了跟神之间的交通。
After man sinned against God, this fellowship was broken.
同时啊，人也失掉了神主的身份跟荣耀。
At the same time, we lost the status as the Son of Man, a Son of God, and we lost His glory.
所以神就开始计划怎样来拯救世人，啊，让人恢复跟神之间的交通。
And God has prepared a plan to reestablish our relationship and recommunicate with human beings.
所以整个圣经啊，就是记载人怎么恢复跟神之间的交通。
The whole Bible is about is the plan of God to restore our sonship.
从神的应许，把它都预备，一直到完成。
So from God's promise to His preparation.And to its fulfillment.
所以到启示录的时候说一切都完成了。
In the book of Revelation, it says that all things has been done.
神的帐幕要住在人间。
That the tabernacle of the Lord shall descend onto earth.
神要跟人一起同住。
That God shall once again dwell with man.
所以整个圣经啊，就是恢复神跟人住。之间的交通的一个计划
that the Bible is the blueprint and the fulfillment of God's plan of salvation.
所以神拣选亚伯拉罕是神要恢复他的荣耀以及跟人之间交通的开始。
For God to choose Abraham, it marks the beginning for God to restore his relationship with human being.
后来神的选民啊，在埃及为奴隶。
And later on, the chosen people were enslaved in the land of Egypt.
神借着摩西把他们拯救出来。
Through Moses, God saved them.
清楚地提示我们神的计划跟他救赎的一个安排。
Clearly, it described to us the plan and the arrangement of God's salvation.
尤其建造会幕啊。
Especially the teaching of the tabernacle.
这也是神心意的一种表明。
It expressed God's heart.
我们来看出埃及记十九章
Exodus chapter 19,
第四节
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
出埃及记十九章第四节
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
说我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰，将你们憋在翅膀上带来归我。第五节
verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节
Verse 6,
你们要归我做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。神把以色列民带到西乃山的地方。
That God brought the Israelites to Mount Sinai.
神向他们宣告啊，说你们要做属我的子民，做圣洁的国民。
And He proclaimed to the Israelites that you must be my people and be a holy nation.
神又说啊，全地都是我的。
That in here says all things belongs to me.
所以神宣告他的主权。
That in here God proclaimed.His authority.
本来天地万物啊，都是神造，都是属神的。
Everything is created by God and belongs to God.
但是人犯了罪以后啊，这个魔鬼就在地上作王。
After man sinned against God, Satan reigned over the earth.
所以所有的人坐在魔鬼的手下。
Everyone fall under the hand of Satan.
所以神宣告要把从撒旦的权势之下，把他的权柄重新夺回来。
That in here God proclaimed once again, He will seize back His power and His sovereignty.
他要改变了人跟神之间的关系。
That He will change the relationship between man and God.
把人的心意把它夺回来。 归向真神。
To bring back the heart of man to God.
所以神说啊, 本来这个全地就是我的。
That the Lord said the whole earth is mine.
他说你们要做属我的子民, 做圣洁的国度。
You must be my people and be a holy nation.
那神要以色列人啊, 做祭司的国度。
And then here God wants the Israelites to be a kingdom or priest.
也就是神要做 要以色列人做神跟所有世人的一个桥梁媒介，
which means that God wants the Israelites to serve as a bridge to connect God to the whole world.
因为祭司是作为神跟人之间的中保，
because priest is the mediator between people and God.
代替人来向神献祭。
That in place of man, they offer sacrifice to God.
将神的教训来教导百姓。
And also the priest teach the instruction of the Lord to the people.
为百姓来祝福求福气。
That they bless the people and also they seek for blessing for the Lord.
所以神本来要以色列人做祭司的国度。
That the Lord wants the Israelites to be the kingdom of priesthood.
那一开始的时候，以色列人说好啊。
In the beginning, the Israelites said sure.
但是后来啊，他们因为看到神的显现呢。 在西南山上，他们感到很恐怖。
But afterward, they saw how God revealed on Mount Sinai, and they were terrified.
因为神显现的时候，有雷轰闪电密云呐。
Because when God revealed, there were thick clouds, thunder, and lightning.
全身呐，全部山呐，冒烟呐，好像在烧窑一般。
And the whole mountain was like a burning furnace filled with smoke.
地大震动啊，那个叫声很大。
That the earth, the mountain were greatly shook, and you can hear loud horn. Therefore, they were terrified.
然后对摩西说，还是神跟你讲话就好。
Thus they said to Moses, might as well just you to talk to God.
神跟你怎么讲，你告诉我们，我们会遵守。
And whatever God says to you, just tell us, and we will follow.
因为我们不敢直接见神呐，因为怕被击打死亡。
That the Israelites were afraid to see God. Lest they being struck to death.
所以以色列人没有办法成为祭司的国度。
That the Israelites failed to become the kingdom of priesthood.
那这人要到新约时代，主耶稣的救恩完成了。
That this promise only fulfilled until the time of New Testament.
我们新约的圣徒啊， 我们得到主耶稣宝血洁净， 可以亲近神。
The members in the New Testament will receive the redemption of His precious blood, and we can draw near to Him.
才能够真正成为祭司的国度。
Only then we can become the true kingdom of priests.
所以彼得前书第二章里面说啊， 我们都是君尊的祭司。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that we are the
君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
没有，我们有君王身份。 因为要跟耶稣同作王的身份的祭司。
We are priests with the status of kingship.
所以我们今天新约的圣徒啊， 在神的眼中啊， 身份地位相当的崇高。
Therefore we must understand the members in the New Testament, we are highly evaluated in God's eyes.
所以我们不要轻看我们自己。
We shall never despise ourselves.
神要借着我们来让万国能够得到福气。
And through every one of us, that God will bless the whole world.
后来神在西乃山上啊， 跟以色列人立约。
On Mount Sinai, God set up a covenant with the Israelites.
这就是我们所谓的旧约。
That's considered the old covenant.
神先把这个诫命跟律法向万民宣告。
Then here God proclaimed to all the people about the laws and regulations.
这是从出埃及记的20章到23章。
And it was from the laws were from Exodus chapter 20 to 23.
然后叫摩西跟70个长老就到山上去。
And after that, God asked Moses and 70 elders to get up to the mountain.
先叫一些少年人先献上燔祭跟平安祭。
Then they asked some young men to make sacrifice of the burnt offerings and the offering of peace.
然后把那个牛血啊、羊血啊放在两个盆子里面。
And take the blood of the ox and the blood of the lamb in the basin.
有一盆啊，就把它倒在那个祭坛底下。
that one basin of blood were poured underneath the altar.
阿甘勒把这个律法书啊, 就从20章到23章啊, 全部向百姓宣读一遍。
And after that, they read the laws which was from Exodus 20 to 23. After they read all the laws, the Israelites replied that everything God commands, we will follow.
然后把另外一盆的血啊，就洒在百姓的身上。
Then they take another basin of blood and sprinkle the blood over the Israelites.
所以完成了神跟百姓之间所立的约。
By doing so, they complete the covenant between God and the Israelites.
立完约以后啊，说那七十个长老啊，就在神的面前呐。 在那边吃喝。
And the Bible describes after the completion of the covenant, the 70 elders eat and drink in front of the Lord.
神就显现在他们当中啊，好像那个蓝宝石。
That God revealed in front of them like the marbles.
他说一边吃喝啊，一边观看神。
So they can eat and drink at the same time admire the glory of the Lord.
他说神的手啊都不会加害在这些圣者的身上。
And the Bible says that God's hand did not stretch out to harm the Holy One of Israel.
因为借着牛羊的血啊，已经立约了。
Because through the blood of the ox and the lamb, the covenant has been established.
所以他们可以在神的面前啊，在那边啊吃喝啊观看神。
So they can eat and drink in front of the Lord.
当然这个旧约啊，是用牛羊的血立的。
The old covenant was established through the blood of the livestock.
还是不完全。
It's incomplete.
然后来以色列人也没有遵守跟神所立的约。
And the Israelites was not able to keep this covenant.
神说啊，我就放弃他们了。
Therefore the Lord said, I gave up on them.
后来才借着耶稣的宝血啊，来跟我们立新约。
Later on, through the blood of Jesus, we reestablished the new covenant.
所以这个旧约啊，这是还不完全的，这是一种预表。
That the old covenant is only as a prefiguration, is incomplete.
真正啊，能够让我们亲近神的是新约，借着耶稣的宝血。
Only the new covenant that can draw us near to God, that is through the blood of Jesus.
才能够让我们真正进到主耶稣基督的面前。
Only then we can truly see Jesus Christ face to face.
新约以后啊，立完约以后。 神就召摩西到山上去。
After the establishment of the covenant, God called Moses up to the top of the mountain.
在山上有40昼夜。
And he stayed on the top of the mountain for 40 days and nights.
一方面神把那个十条诫命写好，叫他带下来给百姓遵守。
On one hand, God wrote the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets and asked him to brought down to the Israelites.
另外一个就是指示他怎么来造会幕。
And the other thing is to instruct him of how to build the ark of the tabernacle.
虽然是一个简单的建筑物啊，但是这个会幕要成为神跟百姓之间呐相会的场所。
Although the construction of the tabernacle is rather easy, but this will be the place that God meet with His people.
说神要透过会幕啊住在他们当中来带领他们。
Through the tabernacle, God would dwell among the Israelites and lead their way.
所以我们刚才说，神选召以色列民的目的呀，是要以色列百姓来侍奉他。
That the reason God chose Israelites is so that they can worship Him.
你看出埃及记3章12节。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记3章12节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 12.
3章12节。 神说：“我必与你们同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来，以后你们必在这个山上来侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。”神叫摩西去带领以色列百姓。
God asked Moses to lead the Israelites.
连续好几次跟他讲说，你把百姓带出来以后，要来侍奉我。
That several times God said to the Israelites, after you lead them out of Egypt, you have to bring them to worship me.
这个侍奉神啊，就是承认神的主权。
Worshipping God means we subject ourselves to His authority.
我们人主是神的仆人啊，所以要来服侍神。
Understand that we are merely His servant. We are here to serve Him.
要甘心啊，侍奉神。
Willingly to serve Him.
所以要顺服神的一切的 啊，吩咐啊来行事。
And we must obey every instruction that He gives to us.
啊，但是以色列民要来侍奉神，有一个问题呀、啊。
But there is a problem for the Israelites to serve God.
啊，这也是我们世人要侍奉神的一个障碍。
Which is also a hindrance, an obstacle for us to serve God.
啊，就是因为罪的问题。
That's the problem of sin.
所以因为罪，人没有办法来到神面前。
Because of sin, man cannot come to God.
啊，因为罪，所以神没有办法直接亲近。
And because of our sin, God cannot draw near to us.
所以出埃及记三十三章的时候，神说，摩西对神说，你让我看看你。
In Exodus chapter 33, Moses said to God,That please allow me to see you.
神也对他说啊，人没有办法看到我，看到我的话会死掉的。
Then God replied to Moses that men cannot see me. When they see me, they will die.
因为人有罪啊，所以没有办法亲近那个圣洁的神。
Because human being has sinned that they cannot see the Holy God.
所以人要来服侍神的问题就是罪的问题要先解决。
So in order to serve God, we must solve the problem of sin.
啊、所以借着这个召会幕、啊、然后从会幕当中、啊、指示他们怎样解决人罪的问题。
And then God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle. And through the tabernacle, God teach them how to solve the problem of sin.
啊，会幕神跟人之间的交通。
That they can restore the communication between God and man.
所以从出埃及记的二十五章以后啊，就主是建造会幕的方法。
So from Exodus chapter 25, it is the instruction of the tabernacle.
然后还再三反复的告诉摩西说，你一定要按照在山上指示你的样式去建造。
And it was repeated overly to Moses that you must construct this tabernacle according to the way that I instruct you on the
因为这是神的心意啊。
Because this is God's will.
那、啊、你没有按照神的指示去做，你所做出来不能得神喜悦，就没有办法啊来解决人跟神之间的啊交通的问题。
But if you do not follow God's instructions, then you cannot reach to what He wants. Then the problem between God and man cannot be solved.
所以从会幕的建造，让我们知道说我们要服侍神是。以神为中心。
Therefore, from the construction of the tabernacle, we learn that to serve God, we must serve according to God's will.
不是按照人的心意。
Not according to how we like.
那所以从会幕当中啊，让我们知道我们怎样来服侍神。
From the building of tabernacle, we learn how to serve God.
服侍的态度，服侍的方法。
Our attitude and the method.
那、啊、如果说你服侍的态度方法错了，你一切的侍奉啊，啊都是白费，都没有用的。
If you serve with the wrong act, with the wrong motivation or the wrong method, then everything will be in vain.
我们今天在教会里面在做服侍的工作。
Today we serve in the church.
如果我们的心态，我们服侍的方法不对呀、啊。我们所服侍的也是枉然。
If we serve with the wrong motivation or the wrong weight, then everything will be meaningless.
所以。服事的内容啊，服事的方法，借着这个会幕啊，很清楚的就主事出来。
That the Lord instructs us the way to serve Him through the construction of the tabernacle.
所以，我们一个要服事神的人，要亲近神的人很重要。
That it is very important to anyone who wants to serve Him and draw near to Him.
我们要去查验神的先例，而不是按照我们人的想法来服事。
We must try to understand God's will instead of following our own will.
我们看到有些人想要服事，但是他的服事啊，不能够得到祝福。
That we see there are people who try to serve God, but their servitude is never appreciated.
该隐也在奉献，该隐。
Cain also make an offering to God.
但是他的献祭啊，不能够得到神悦纳。
But his sacrifice was displeased to God.
当然，一方面是他的行为不好，他所献的祭物神不喜悦。
One of the reasons is because of his evil deeds that God disliked his offering.
所以神说，你如果做得好，你怎么会不蒙悦纳呢
？That's why God said to him, if you behave well, your offering will be accepted.
亚伦的两个儿子啊，也在献祭啊，当祭司。
That the two sons of Aaron, they were also priests, and they make offering to God.
所以第一次看到啊，神悦纳那个祭物啊，他很高兴。
So the first time when the eyewitness how God received the offering, they were very
happy. 他们两个人啊，一个人带着一个香炉。
So these two sons, they bring the golden censer.
结果他们就去献祭啊。
Then they also try to duplicate the act by the
圣经里面说啊，他们所献的不是神吩咐的。
But the Bible say that the way that they offer is not the way.
而是把那个环炉就把它献上去。
Instead they offer the profane fire.
啊，结果就在会幕前面呢，就被火烧掉了。
And right in front of the tabernacle, they were both burned.
啊，衣服都好好的啊，而且人就被烧死掉了。
They were burnt by fire, but the garment remains. Remains well.
非常明显的，因为他们没有按照神的心意献祭。
It is very obvious that they did not offer according to God's heart.
所以不能够献还火。
Therefore, we cannot offer profane fire.
因为献祭的火啊，是从神那里下来的。
The fire used for offering comes from God.
啊，继续要不断的加柴，那个火不能够熄掉。
You have to keep on adding, adding branches, adding wood to the fire, so the fire doesn't.
还要用那个火去点香。
And you have to use the heavenly fire to light the the.
不是用人间的火。
And you cannot use the fire of the world.
那他们所献上的可能是厨王啊，人家在烧东西的火啊。
And maybe they just use any fire like the fire they find in the kitchen.
啊，所以神就一下子就把它烧掉了。
And because of that, God burned them alive.
所以我们不是凭着我们的人力血气在行事。
We do not do things according to our human desire and our flesh.
我们在服侍神一定要去。 按照神的心意，
to serve God, we must serve according to God's will.
乌撒要把约柜运到耶路撒冷，乌撒 trying to bring the
ark of covenant to Jerusalem.
当然，按照律法来讲啊，以色列人这个约柜不是用车子运，要用台的。
According to the Mosaic law, the ark of covenant can only be carried on the shoulder of the Levite.
非利士人他们因为不懂律法，所以用牛车把它送回来。
But the Philistine who does not know the law, they return the ark of covenant with a cart.
当然，神不跟他们计较。
Because they do not know, so God did not punish them.
但是神的百姓要懂神的律法。
But God's people need to know God's law.
他不可以笑我外邦人用牛车来运。
They cannot imitate the Gentiles to carry the ark with a cart.
所以在路上啊，牛啊，走不稳啊，失掉了前蹄。
That the Bible describes how the ox that pulled the cart stumbled.
那这个乌撒看到说啊，这个约柜快要掉下去了，所以伸手就去扶。
And Uzzah, who saw the Ark of Covenant was about to fall off the car, he tried to hold the Ark.
啊，结果马上被击杀就死掉了。
When he touched the Ark of Covenant, he was struck.
亚拿尼亚也在奉献。
Ananias also made an offering.
但是因为他的心啊不纯正，
but his heart is not upright.
所以彼得说啊，你怎么欺哄神啊？
Therefore, Peter said to Ananias, "Why do you deceive God?"
你不是欺骗人啊，你欺骗神啊。
You are not trying to deceive men, but to God.
虽然很乐意啊，卖了财产要来奉献。
Though he did a good thing by selling his house and bring the money for offering.
但是没有得意呐。
But
一下子扑倒就死掉了。
He was not pleased and he fell and died.
所以我们在服侍神啊，非常注意啊。
When we serve God, we must be very careful.
我们一定要。 合神的心意才能够蒙神悦纳。
Only if we serve according to God's heart, that will be pleased by Him.
我们看出埃及记25章第8节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
出埃及记25章第8节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。 神叫以色列人造圣所。
They hear God ask the Israelites to make a sanctuary.
就是做会幕啊，作为神跟人交通的一个场所。
The sanctuary, which is the tabernacle, to be the place God communicate with.
当然，我们知道说这个会幕啊，只是一种预表，还没有完全。
As we know that tabernacle is a spiritual prefiguration.
因为会幕当中还有一个幔主阻隔。
Because in the tabernacle there is a veil that black.
只有大祭司一年一次可以进到主圣所。
That only the high priest can enter into holy the holy once a year.
一般的百姓啊还没有办法到主圣所。
That the regular Israelites cannot enter into the holy place.
后来这个圣殿的时候啊，虽然 建起来的外形啊更加的华美。
That in time of Solomon, when they built the holy temple, although the building itself is much more glamour.
但实际上那个时候还不是神真正的目的。
But even at that time, it was still not the building that God wants.
只是神计划的一个表明。
It's only a revealed of God's plan.
那真正这个会幕跟圣殿啊，是一表耶稣基督本身。
That the tabernacle and the holy temple represent Jesus Christ Himself.
因为他才是真正的殿。
Because he is the true temple.
那所以他虽然被拆毁了，但是说三天啊就要重建起来。
Although he was torn down, but in 3 days he was rebuilt.
所以这个圣殿会幕啊，都预表在耶稣基督的身上。
That both the holy temple and the tabernacle were the prefiguration of Christ.
啊，真正啊完成救赎的工作。
That only Jesus Christ is the one that fulfilled.
我们唯有借着耶稣基督才能够来到神的面前。
Is the one that fulfilled the work of salvation.
啊，然后这个救恩啊，就实现在教会里面。
And this salvation was revealed, was completed in the church.
因为教会啊，就是神要拯救人的一个啊，真正的一个大一个团体的。
That the church is the place that God saved man.
所以保罗说啊。你们读我的书信，就知道我生出基督的奥秘。
Apostle Paul said that if you read my letter, you know that I understand the deep mystery of the Lord.
说这个奥秘啊，在古时候没有向人显明出来。
But this mystery was never revealed in the ancient time.
啊，到了后来啊，才真正把它显明出来。
But it was later revealed.
他说神要透过教会来彰显出他的荣耀权柄跟能力。
That the mystery is that through the church, God will manifest his power and his glory.
神把他的丰盛的生命能力都透过教会来彰显出来。
That God revealed his abundant life and power and grace through the church.
他说要让天上地下主政掌权的啊，都能够看到神的教会，神的啊智慧啊就。能力都在教会里面。
So that all everything in heaven and on earth, that they can witness the power of the glory of the Lord.
所以神的教会啊，要来拯救万民。
Through God's church to save all nations.
来彰显出神的大能跟权柄。
And to manifest God's power and His authority.
他也要透过教会来。神也要透过教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And also through the church, God can receive the glory that He deserves.
所以有的人说啊，这个神主耶稣是尊贵的，教会是卑贱的，这是错误的观念。
There are people who claim that Christ is holy, but the church is worldly.
因为教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
This is a wrong concept because church is the body of Christ.
是神的灵所充满的地方。
It's the place that filled with God's spirit.
啊，所以当然有神的荣耀要透过教会来彰显。
That God's glory revealed through the church.
所以耶稣说，我要把我的教会建立起来。
Jesus Christ said that I will establish my church.
那这个教会就是属耶稣基督的。
That the church,
耶稣亲自来建立。
That the church belongs to Christ is established by Christ.
啊，当然这个包括使徒时代的教会。
That it includes the apostolic church.
啊，因为使徒的末期啊。啊，真理失掉了，所以圣灵收回。
That in the later time of apostolic church, they lost the truth, they lost the Holy Spirit.
在末后的时候，神重新降下圣灵来，啊，然后复兴他的教会。
At the end time, once again, God descend His Holy Spirit and reestablish His church.
啊，这就是整个神的救赎计划。
And that's the plan of salvation.
所以不管是会幕也好，圣殿也好。这是预表神的教会。
Whether it's the tabernacle or the holy temple, they both signified the church of the Lord.
啊，真正啊，神要借着教会来拯救世上的万民。
And indeed, God will save all nations through His church.
啊，当然，建造这个会幕、建造教会啊，都按照神的心意来。
That the church, the tabernacle, must be built according to God's instruction.
我们看出埃及记二十五章
，Exodus chapter 25.
我们看第一节
，verse 1.
二十五章第一节
，Exodus chapter 25 verse 1。
神晓谕摩西说啊，第二节
，verse 2。
你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。第三节
，verse 3。
所要收的礼物就是金银铜。第四节
，verse 4。
蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛。染红的公羊皮、海骨皮、皂荚木，第六节。
Verse 6.
点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料。 第七节。
Verse 7.
红玛瑙与别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以乌德和胸牌上。 跳过来看第八、第九节。
Let's skip to verse 9.
说铸造帐幕和其中一件的器具啊，都要照我所指示你的样式。所以神特别交代啊，摩西要按照神指示的样式来造会幕。
That God specially instructed Moses to build the tabernacle according to God's measurement.
这一类就是神的心意，也是神整个救赎计划的表明。
Because this is God's heart, and this also revealed the plan of salvation.
所以神对这个建造会幕的方式啊，要求很严谨。
Therefore, God is very strict about the way to build the tabernacle.
不管是样式、材料啊，都清楚的指示。
That God have specified the material and also the design of the tabernacle.
神首先叫以色列人说啊，你们要为我送礼物来。
The first God said to the Israelites, "Bring me gifts."
说要建造会幕，要彰显神的荣耀，要先晓得奉献。
That to build the tabernacle to glorify God's name, we must first make an offering.
因为人要晓得奉献啊，神才会启示他自己，还才会彰显他的荣耀。
But only when we know how to offer, God will reveal Himself.
因为我们都是神所救赎的。
For we are all saved by Him.
我们身心啊，应该是属神的。
Our body, our heart.
我们所有的东西啊，都是神给我们的。
Everything that we have belongs to God.
那说我们要建造会幕之前，要荣耀神之前，我们要先知道神的主权。
That before we build the tabernacle, we must know that God is in control.
能够奉献啊，就是能够承认神在我们身上的主权。
If we are able to make an offering, that means we admit His sovereignty in our life.
因为我们所有的都是神给我们的。
Because everything we have was given by Him.
所以你奉献给神就是理所当然的。
Therefore, it is very natural for you to offer to Him.
我们能够承认神的主权啊，神才会在我们身上做工。
Only when we submit to His sovereignty, God will work among us.
所以我们过去在学生联会的时候，长辈给我们讲那个受托付的真理。
That in the when I was in student spiritual convocation, the elderly workers taught us about the teaching of entrustment.
很多人认为说啊。 我的身体、我的生命、我的财物都是我自己的。
Many people think that my body, my time, my wealth belongs to me.
但是从圣经里面看不是这样。
But according to the Bible, it is not so.
因为你的身体啊，是主耶稣造的。
That your body was created by God.
所以大卫说啊， 神啊，你把我塑造的奇妙可畏。
That David in his poem says that the way that you create me is indeed marvelous.
我们身体是主耶稣造的。
That our body is created by him.
我们的生命是他给我们的。
And our life was given by him.
所以我们能够活着，这都是从神来的。
To be able to live, it is God's grace.
因为我们活着，我们才有时间呢。
Only if we are alive, we have time.
我们的聪明智慧也是神给我们的。
Our wisdom, our ability are also given by God.
我们的家庭、事业、儿女都是神的赏赐。
Our family, our career, and our children are a blessing from God.
得货财的力量也是神给的啦。
The ability to gain wealth is given by God.
所以既然都是从神那里领受的，我们没有什么自夸的。
Since everything we have is from God, there's nothing to boast about.
我们只有向神感恩。
We can only offer our gratitude.
既然赏赐是神啊，收取也在神。
Since God gives, God takes.
所以我们啊，要让神在我们身上做工，我们要承认神的主权。
If we want to see God's work in us, we must submit to His sovereignty.
既然一切都是神给我们的，我们要甘心乐意奉献。
Since everything we have is from Him, we must have a willing heart to offer back to Him.
所以神说啊，为我送礼物来。
Therefore, God said, "Bring me the gifts."
甘心乐意的就可以收下。
And if the Israelites bring with willing heart, we can accept the gift.
承认神的主权是一回事。
And submit to God's sovereignty is one thing.
能够甘心乐意奉献呐，又是一回事。
But bringing gifts with willing heart is another.
有的人虽然知道说我一切所有是神给我，
There are people who understand that everything they have is from God.
但是要奉献的时候都会想。 我如果奉献出去了，我就出亏了，我就少了。
But when it comes to the time of offering, they feel that if they give to God, they have less.
所以有时候啊，就没有办法很甘心乐意的把它献出来。
Sometimes that they cannot offer willingly.
事实上啊，神并不缺乏什么。
But we have to understand God is lack of nothing.
所以神说啊，我如果肚子饿了，我不必告诉你。
And God said, God in the Bible, God said that if I'm hungry, I don't have to tell you.
空中的飞鸟、野地的百兽都是我的啊。
That the birds in the sky, the beasts in the field, all belongs to me.
所以神肚子饿，不必要我们给他什么东西。If
he's hungry, he doesn't need anything from us.
神要我们奉献呢，是。 让我们知道去感恩呢。
That God asks us to offer so that we know how to give thanks.
承认神的主权。
To admit and submit to His sovereignty.
也要我们能够胜过这物质上的东西来辖住我们。
And also overcome the temptation of the material.
所以神要我们能够甘心乐意的奉献。
Therefore, God wants us to offer willingly.
所以当时建造会幕的时候是这样。
This is the way that they built the tabernacle.
大卫在建造圣殿的时候也是一样。
The same thing happened when David built the holy temple.
大卫啊，去征战得胜，神给他很多的战利品。
David went to battle and be victorious. He brought back many plunder.
所以他就把它分别为圣出来归给神。
So he consecrated a lot of things to God.
哎，鼓励百姓啊，大家竭力奉献。
And at the same time, he encouraged the people to offer wholeheartedly.
后来他们就献了很多啊，建殿的材料。
So the Israelites made offer a lot of materials for the building of the holy temple.
所以后来大卫非常感动啊，他就大大赞美神。
David was greatly touched. He praised God greatly.
我们看历代志上29章，
First Chronicle chapter 9，
第10节。
First Chronicle chapter 9 verse 10。
历代志上29章第10节。
Excuse me. First Chronicle chapter 29，
第10节。
Verse 10，
到14节。
Verse 10 to verse 14.
所以大卫在会众面前称颂神，说：“主我们的父以色列的神是应当称颂的，直到永永远远。”11节。
Verse 11.
主啊，尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的。 并且你是至高为万有之首。12节。Verse
12。丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。13节。Verse
13。我们的神啊，我们现在称谢你，赞美你荣耀的名。14节。Verse 14。我算什么？ 我的百姓算什么？ 竟能够如此乐意的奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的来献给你。所以大卫在这里啊，赞美神说，其实。 荣耀、尊贵、权柄，一切的丰盛啊，都是神给我们的。
But in here, David praised the Lord and said that all the glory, all the abundance, everything is from you.
我们来到世界，什么东西都没有啊。
But we came to this world empty-handed.
我们现在所有的东西都是神给你的。
That everything we have is given by God.
所以大家因为感谢神的恩典呢，所以把神赐给我们的拿出一小部分啊来奉献给神。
That everyone. Everyone give thanks to the Lord that they only bring out and they offer to the Lord with only a small portion of what everything that God has given to them.
万物都是神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
所以奉献呢，就是承认神的主权。
That offering is a sign to submit ourselves to God's power.
甘心乐意的把神给我们的来。
With a willing heart to offer to God what He gave to us.
事实上啊，我们所献的啊也是很少。
But indeed, we only offer a small portion.
事实上，神给我们的实在太多太丰富了。
God has given us so much.
但是主要我们有那个心呐，想要奉献，神就悦纳了。
But as long as we have a willing heart to offer, God will accept our gift.
说神不是要你那个超过你能力的。
That God,
是按照你所有的。
That God is not asking you beyond your capability.
像亚伯啊，他就选上那个最好的羊，就把它献上去，神就悦纳了。
For example, Abel, who select the best out of his flock and offer to God, then God accept.
寡妇虽然献的是两个小钱呐， 主耶稣也说，哇，他献的最多。
That the poor widow offered only two copper coin, and the Lord Jesus Christ said that he offered so much.
所以神所看的不是说你献的多少，而是看你的心意。
It is not the amount of money that you offer, but it's about your heart.
主要甘心乐意，神就悦纳。
That when you offer with a willing heart, that God will accept.
所以圣经里面说啊，不要做懒。
Therefore, the Bible told us, do not struggle.
啊。捐得乐意的，就是神所喜悦的。
That as long as you offer willingly, God will appreciate.
啊，就是神要我们的心意。
And this is the heart that God wants to see.
那么接下来神就主定啊，他要什么东西
？And then continued, God told the Israelites what He wants.
他说这里列了很多名单呐。
That in here God provided them with a list.
那这是神所要的礼物。
All these are the gifts that God wants.
啊，因为这个都是跟建造会幕有关系。
And all these materials are related to the building of the tabernacle.
那所以神所要的就是这些材料。
So all these are the material that God wants.
因为你如果不是按照神要的东西啊，你送来啊，神也不需要。
That if you do not follow the list and offer whatever you feel like, God doesn't need it.
所以神说我要的这些东西。
So this is the list that God said to the Israelites. Those are the things I want.
我们在奉献也是一样，我们要献那个神要的东西。
When we make an offering, we have to offer what God wants.
有时候我们人啊，一做心啊，什么都送来。
Sometimes we might be very zealous and offer whatever we
want. 有些啊，神根本不需要的，
但
是多余的。
But there are many things that God doesn't want.
啊，这些东西啊，你送来没有用啊，神不要。
That if you offer those things, that God has no use for them.
所以我们要看神要什么东西。
Therefore, we must observe to find out what God wants.
啊，所以有的人哈、哦，真的在奉献当中啊，掺杂很多仁义私义。
But there are people in their offering, they mingle with a lot of their personal decision or desire.
啊，当然像那个以赛亚书第一章或马拉基书里面呢、啊、
，In Isaiah chapter 1 or Malachi chapter 1
神就责备他们那些祭司说你们不尽责。
That God rebuked the priests and said that you did not do your duty.
把那个瞎眼残废的通通拿来奉献。
That you offer those you offer the animals with defects, the blind and the crippled.
说你拿那些东西啊献给你们的省长，省长都不要啊。
That imagine that if you offer those as a gift to your governor will throw them down.
神怎么会要你这些东西
？If your governor wouldn't even take it, why would God take it?
那所以要奉献，要献那个没有残疾的、完全的东西。
When you offer, you must offer the blameless.
另外有很多人啊，都用自己的私意在奉献。
And there are also people offer with their desire.
那像神要的是造家木。
That in here God wants acacia wood.
它是普通的木头啊。
It might seem to be common wood.
那或许有的人说啊，可能檀香木或其他的木头比较好啊。
That some people say, hey, cedar might be better.
但那个跟建造会木也没有用啊。
But it is not the material that God wants.
神要的是黄金啊，他不是要白金啊。
That God wants gold, not white gold.
啊，所以神有他要的东西。
So there are specific items that God wants.
有的人啊，认为说，哇，我们做一些事情来让神喜悦。
And there are people who think that I can do this and that.
虽然圣经里面没有讲到那个圣诞节
，Even the Bible never mentioned about Christmas.
啊，我们就来设一个圣诞节啊，来纪念耶稣的出生，不是很好吗
？Why don't we set up this Christmas date and let's celebrate? Isn't that good?
主耶稣要我们的一定会记在圣经里面。
What God wants us to do is recorded in the Bible.
既然圣经里面没有记啊，就是主耶稣不要的东西。
Since it's not in the Bible, God doesn't want it.
啊，不要我们人用自己的意识啊，想出一些东西应赛给神。
Don't use our way, our thinking, and force God to accept those things.
啊，那个神不喜悦的。
God doesn't like those.
所以我们要奉献啊，要看神要什么东西。
So when we make an offering, we must see what God wants.
啊，这样的奉献呢、啊，就是最美的，神所喜悦的。
That will be the most beautiful gift that will please God.
而且这些啊材料都跟会幕跟神的救赎啊有直接关系。
And all this material that God asked is related to the tabernacle and also related to salvation.
像那个金金啊，就是预表啊神的荣耀。
The gold, the pure gold, represents God's glory.
啊，这个金主就代表人经过试炼以后啊，非常完美的对神的信心。
It's the pure faith that we have after we go through the refining.
这个银子就是象征神的救赎的恩典，叫赎命银嘛。
And the silver represents the silver of redemption.
铜是代表经过熬炼，非常纯净的。
And the bronze is after refined is very pure.
这个宝石也是经过磨练，属灵丰满的生命。
And the precious stone is also through the spiritual cultivation.
会产生非常美好的品格。
That will emit beautiful colors, beautiful characteristics.
像那个线呢，有的蓝色的是属天的，
And the yarns, the blue belongs to sky.
紫色的线呢，就代表君王。
Purple is the kingship.
细麻就是代表圣洁。While
linen is holiness.
这个红的公羊皮是代表耶稣基督替我们救赎流血。And
the red skin is how Jesus Christ shed his blood for us.
那个海果皮就是象征耶稣没有什么外貌。And
the hides represent that Jesus Christ does not have any outer countenance.
所以每一种材料都有它的意义在里面。
Every material has its own meaning.
那我们现在来看一下这个会幕里面的器皿。Now
we shall look at the vessels in the tabernacle.
我们来看27章。
Chapter 27.
我们先看27章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 27.
先看第九节。
Verse 9.
27章第9节。 说你要做帐幕的燕子，燕子的蓝面要用染的细麻做苇子，长100肘。第10节。Verse 10。苇子的柱子要20根，带毛的铜做20个，柱子钩子的钩子和杆子要用银做的。11节。Verse
11。扁面当有苇子长100肘，苇子的柱子20根，带毛的铜做20个，柱子的钩子和
杆子都要用银子做，燕子的细面当有苇子，宽12。苇子的柱子10根带毛的做10个。我们先读到这里。这里讲到说要把那个会幕的燕子先把它围起来。
The here says you must first make a choir.
这个围子就是用那个细麻做的一个布幔呢，就。 把它周围围起来。That
this is a curtain made of fine linen to cover an area.
就让这个会幕里面跟外面有一个很清楚的隔绝。That
through the curtain it blocks outside and inside.
里面是神的会幕，这个围住的外面就外界了。That
inside the curtain belongs to God, and outside just a regular place.
所以这就是在神的家里面跟外面有一个非常清楚的一个界限。That
tells us that there's a clear distinguish between God's house and outside.
表示我们是属神的，你要站在这个会幕里面要跟世俗有一个。
It tells us that we belong to God, that in order to stand inside of the tabernacle, we must separate ourselves from the world.
表示我们的言语、心思、意念、行为都要分别出来。
That we must discern of our words, our thoughts, and our action.
这个要用柱子，立柱子。
And here says you must establish post.
这个柱子用那个银钩，还有那个铜柱。
That this post is erected with silver hook and bent.
然后用绳子把它拉起来。
And with ropes to connect them.
这个都有意思。
And all this has its spiritual meaning.
表示说这个柱子就是要把它分别，就是要有这个柱石，柱石就。 组织教会里面的圣族人呢，就要做教会的柱石。That
in order to set up the curtain, you must have post. Those represent the holy workers in the church.
就是靠着耶稣基督受苦，才能够站立起来。靠着他的救赎，这银子就是他的赎命嘛，救赎我们才能够靠着。 他的救赎之恩，我们才能够站立得住。
The only through the redemption, the sacrifice of Lord Jesus, that we can't be able to stand firm.
也要靠着那个，经过试炼啊，才能够非常的稳固，站立得稳。
And only through a lot of tribulations and trainings that we can stand firm.
借着主耶稣的爱啊，好像除神爱所啊，才能够有吸引人的力量。
And also through His love as the robe of love to attract people.
所以这个院子啊，就是这样建立起来。
Now this is how they built the courtyard.
接下来谈到说有一个门，13节。
In verse 13, it talks about a door.
这个门是在东边。
And the door is built on the east side.
从13节到16节。
Verse 13 to verse 15.
所以这个院子有一个院门。
That there is a door for the courtyard.
27章的13节说这个院门是朝东的。
In verse 13, it says on the east end, there is a door.
主耶稣就是门嘛。
Jesus Christ is the door.
这个门也是预表神的教会。
That the door also represents God's church.
也就是救恩的门。
For this is the door of salvation.
伊甸园的门也是开在东方。
The gate of Garden of Eden was also.
这都是预表神的救恩，救恩啊，要从东方而来。
Was also toward east. It means that God's salvation comes from east.
所以，以西结书43章里面说，神的荣光啊，要从东方出来。
In Ezekiel chapter 43, it says that God's glory comes from the east.
就遍地能够显出神的荣耀来。
That in all the land to reveal His glory.
启示录也是，启示录第7章啊。
Revelation chapter 7 says the same.
神的教会要从日出之地兴起。
That God's church will rise from the land.
这门很宽。
That the door is very wide.
没有门山,
and there's no.
只有一个帘子.
There's only a curtain. There's no doorpost.
所以愿意的人都会进来.
So because there's only a curtain, whoever wants.
那个帘子很低.
Anyone can enter into the door.
所以你要进来的人啊，你一定要低下头才能够进去.
And because the curtain is really low, so for whoever wants to come in, they must bend.
They're back.
It shows that the door of salvation opens all the time.
主要谦卑虚心的人啊,
but only open to those who humble themselves.
就是神的救恩的门。
That's the gate of salvation.
这个门进来以后啊，第一个东西啊, 就是铜的祭坛。
That after you enter, the first thing that you see is the altar made of bronze.
本来那个是皂荚木啊，包金子。
It was acacia wood wrapped with bronze.
这个祭坛是四方形的，非常的大。
And it was rectangular. It was in a large size.
还有四个角
with four corner.
这个祭坛呢，就预表耶稣十字架的救恩。
The altar represent prefigurate the crucifixion.
因为那个是。 把那个牲畜杀掉啊，在那里献祭的地方。
Because altar is where you kill the animals and make a sacrifice.
预表耶稣基督啊，他是成为最美的祭物啊，替我们牺牲啊。
To represent that Jesus Christ become the most perfect sacrifice and die for us.
因为他为我们受苦，成全救恩。
He suffered for us to fulfill the plan of salvation.
所以可以把圣方的 万民啊，可以把他们救赎过来。
And through his sacrifice, that all people from four corners can be bring in.
这个祭坛很大，又有角。
And on this altar, is a very large altar with four horns on four angles.
然后主耶稣的救恩啊，非常的伟大，非常有能力。
That it shows that God's salvation is great with great strength.
所以凡是来接受他救恩的人，他都会拯救我们到底。
For whoever comes to him, he can save us to the end.
然后第二个东西啊，就是洗桌板。
And after the altar, the second thing that you see is the basin to wash.
这个洗桌板是圆形的。
It was in a circular shape.
他说是用那个妇女的那个铜镜器做的。
It was made from the bronze mirror.
要 在那里洗所啊洗身体，然后才可以进到圣所里面才服侍神。
Only after you wash your hand and your body, then you can enter into the tabernacle to serve God.
那所以表示说，我们每一个人都要先洁净自己，成为圣洁，才有资格进到神的面前来服侍神。
That only it shows that only after we clean ourselves that we have the right to enter.To God, to the presence of the Lord and serve Him.
啊，那是一种铜镜
，and it was made of bronze mirror.
他说是妇人啊，在造的那个镜子啊，
it was,
用那个材料去做的。
That it was the mirror that woman used, to see themselves.
所以圣经里面说，神的话好像镜子一样。
The Bible tells us that God's words is like a bronze mirror.
啊，来洁净我们的身体，让我们得圣洁，才有资格来服侍神。
Through His words that we can.Clean ourselves, purify ourselves, that we are able to serve Him.
所以一个人要得到圣洁啊，要水洗。
A person to be sanctified must go through the water baptism.
还要灵洗。
And also the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
还要借着道理来洗。
And also must be washed through the truth.
所以我们在听道理的时候，就是在照镜子。
Every time when we listen to the truth, we are looking at the mirror.
我们哪些跟圣经里面标准不一样的？我们就要修正我们自己。
Anything that's not according to the Bible, we must adjust ourselves.
啊，然后我们就会慢慢达到圣洁。
And slowly we will reach perfection.
我们才有资格啊，啊，来服侍神。
As being sanctified, then we can serve God.
啊，所以要洗手洗脚，
so they,
啊，还能够进去见神。
So they need to wash their hands and wash their feet to be able to enter.
啊，要进到那个圣所有一个幕帘。
And before they enter into the holy place, there is a veil.
啊，这个幕帘啊，是用很多的颜色啊所绣出来的，非常的美。
It was a curtain that made with many different colors of yarns.
是象征主耶稣的荣美啊，啊，所以很有吸引力。
It's very beautiful. It represents God's glory that is very attractive.
因为主耶稣的荣耀，主耶稣的爱啊，所以吸引我们啊来服侍他。
Because of His glory and His love, it attracts many of us to follow Him.
啊，所以我们要效法主耶稣的服侍的精神。
And also, it tells us that we must imitate the servitude of Christ.
谦卑柔和啦，充满着怜悯的心肠。
Being humbled, meek.And filled with compassion.
啊，非常的柔美，我们要学习他，被他的爱来吸引。
Very glorious that we must learn from him and be attracted to his love.
我们今天晚上就谈到这里。
We'll conclude here. Just sing a hymn.